Last month, NBC presented Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, a new comedy-drama series created by Aaron Sorkin, offering a behind-the-scenes look at a fictional late-night live variety show. Tonight, NBC presents another new series with the exact same premise. It's called 30 Rock. It's a 30-minute sitcom, and its creator and star is Tina Fey, former head writer and Weekend Update anchor on Saturday Night Live. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, already has raved about Studio 60. Now he wants to rave about 30 Rock.
This summer, when TV critics asked NBC executive Kevin Reilly why in the world he was scheduling two different shows with the same basic live TV concept, he had a good answer. Both shows came in at the same time, both were by very gifted writers, and both pilot episodes showed too much promise to ignore. He's right on all counts. But that doesn't make it any easier on viewers, who already have been watching or not watching Sorkin's Studio 60 for 4 weeks, and now have to differentiate between the two shows. Fortunately for NBC, Tina Fey is not only writing and starring in 30 Rock, which premieres tonight, she's writing the network promos for her new sitcom, too, and they're as flip and funny as the show itself. Here's one that aired, very deliberately, midway through last week's Studio 60, featuring Fey and her 30 Rock co-star, Alec Baldwin.
Alec, thank you so much for agreeing to star in my new show, 30 Rock.
Yeah. Right. So when do I get to meet Aaron?
Excuse me?
Aaron Sorkin, the West Wing guy. When do I get to meet him?
Oh, no, that's not this show. That's the other NBC show about late night TV.
This is the one with Amanda Peet, right?
No, this is me and you and Tracy Morgan.
Oh, no, 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 no. No.
The title 30 Rock refers to the address at New York's Rockefeller Plaza, from which Saturday Night Live is broadcast live. Where Sorkin's fictional Studio 60 show emanates from Hollywood, broadcast by the equally fictional NBS network, Tina Fey sets her show in the real world, one she knows well. It's live from New York and supposedly is presented by NBC. She plays Liz Lemon, head writer of The Girly Show, a sketch comedy series starring Jenna Maroney, played by Jane Krakowski, who provides a perfectly delightful mix of talent, vanity, and insecurity. Tracy Jordan, a loose cannon movie star played by Tracy Morgan, enters the mix when he's hired by a new NBC executive, Jack Donaghy, to inject The Girly Show with what he calls a third kind of heat. It's something he knows a lot about due to his previous executive experience. Donaghy is played by Alec Baldwin. And, as in the promo, he's the super-secret weapon of 30 Rock. Fey, Morgan, and Alec Baldwin all hail from Saturday Night Live. Fey is head writer, Morgan is sketch player, Baldwin is a fearlessly funny and understandably frequent guest host. Like Steve Martin in the old days, and Christopher Walken in the newer ones, Alec Baldwin is the type of SNL guest host who comes in and not only steals the show, but raises it to a higher level. Baldwin does it with 30 Rock just as effortlessly. Here he is in the scene where newly hired executive Donaghy has his first meeting with Liz, played by Tina Fey, and her producer Pete, played by Scott Adsit. He's explaining how he got his job.
The GE Trivection oven cooks perfect food 5 times faster than a conventional oven because it uses 3 kinds of heat. Thermal technology for consistent temperature, GE Precise Air Convection technology for optimal air circulation, and microwave technology for incredible speed. With 3 kinds of heat, you can cook a turkey in 22 minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
The people upstairs think so. That's why they promoted me. That's why they sent me here to retool your show.
Retool what now?
I'm the new vice president of East Coast Television and Microwave Oven Programming.
That sounds like you program microwave ovens.
I like you. You have the boldness of a much younger woman.
One really amusing thing about that scene is how dead on it is. How so many network executives these days come from marketing or technology, yet feel totally equipped to make creative decisions about dramas and comedies. One really amazing thing about that scene is that there really is such an appliance as a GE Trivection oven. 30 Rock comes to TV tonight as NBC's most polished new comedy series since My Name is Earl. And like Earl, 30 Rock belongs on Thursdays. For now, 30 Rock is in a much more competitive time slot, leading off Wednesday nights for NBC. But find 30 Rock and watch it. Comedy is an endangered species on primetime network TV right now. So when something this good comes along, it has to be supported.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.